We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One of the people who really should be in class today is a young man up in the Abington's district who has done something that maybe not a lot of people would do, but he's done it. Joe Harrington joins us on WILK. Good morning, young man. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I am living my dreams. Now, usually you'd be in school right now, so you couldn't call talk radio, right?
Yeah, normally.
But your teachers up at Abington's have decided to walk out of the classroom, and first of all, I want to ask you, as a student who is, you're near the end of your school career, correct?
Yeah, I'm a senior now, and I would have liked to graduate on time, but I don't think that's going to happen now.
Okay. Have you been involved in the past, Joe, in any kind of events up in that district where teachers have gone on strike? Is this the first time?
They threatened to before. Mm-hmm. I think 2 or 3 years ago they have, and they stopped doing. I was in eighth grade, and they stopped doing like trips to like DC and stuff. Just to like hold the students' leverage, really.
Okay, but this is the first time they've walked out of the classroom. And from the impression that you have talking to your friends, Joe, before we get into the Facebook page, I just want to kind of lay the groundwork for this. In talking with seniors and maybe other students up in that district, from your perspective, how do you view this strike? I'm sure you understand the issue of fair wages, compensation, et cetera, but for the students, what are you feeling right now?
Well, it hurts the students the most. I mean, we, you know, most of us want to be in class, and we want to, you know, we went to school for 4 days, and then and now they're, you know, outside on the sidewalk, and on their page, they have they're doing community service and whatever. But it hurts us the most, the students.
What are some of the things that you're losing out on right now at school, beside the fact that you may have to graduate later than you expected? What else is happening that you believe is detrimental for the students, who I think should be the most important individuals in all this? But what are you guys missing out on up there?
Well, I can't get my letter of recommendations to apply for college. I can't get my transcripts. And just other than that, just class time, which we could be in right now.
Yeah, and I don't think that this is a situation that is particularly personal, because I'm sure you think highly of your teachers and whatnot. This is, I guess, on both ends of it, more of a decision that has to do with education, right?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely don't have a problem with the teachers themselves as people, but I just think in this situation, it's outrageous that I mean, they can't pay for their fair share of health care.
Okay. So in this regard, there was a Facebook page that was put up. I don't know who put it up, but it has something to do with the Education Association in the Abingtons, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so I made that page because they have a Facebook page called the Abington Heights Education Association, and I spent a week just reading all the comments on there, and they were mostly for the teachers. and what they wanted. And I was reading it, and I just couldn't agree with that. So I finally put a comment on there, and definitely didn't, you know, personally offend or attack anyone. And about a day later, they took it down. And I find out that this was happening to actually everyone. And so their entire Facebook page is just, it gives you a total inaccurate sense of support that they have. And it looks like everyone is on their side. And it's just not true. They're deleting everyone's comments. So I created a new page called the Abington Heights Education Taxpayers, where we don't delete anyone's comments. And we support full transparency. And so obviously we're, you know, we're, we don't want the district board to give in to the teachers what they want, but we still welcome all comments, and we don't delete anything, and really we have nothing to hide anyway.
When you put this page up, what do you think, beside the fact that unflattering or negative or diverse opinions from what they wanted, comments were deleted from that Facebook page. Joe, where do you think the information in this strike has been lost? Like, what do you think is happening here to change the facts, so to speak? What are the biggest facts you think that are being misrepresented here?
Well, mainly the numbers. They're posting. And they've posted the $80 with a 2% raise is the current offer the district is offering, and they don't want to take it because according to their math, it is not, they would actually lose money, and I don't really believe that because they've posted three different times, three different math problems where I have no idea where they're getting the numbers from. So finally, the board released the all of the teacher salaries and their numbers, and I believe they them to be more accurate because they said no teacher would have a raise less than $1,000 with the new offer.
So although the money is not substantial, you don't think that they would incur a loss according to these statistics put out by the school board. Is that right?
No, they definitely wouldn't have any loss with that offer.
What's been the reaction to you doing this as a young person and a student of the district? How have you been received?
I'm not sure how well know people on the new page know that who created it because I was I told a couple people, but I was really waiting for the end to actually release that. But you know, most of the comments on the new page, I mean, there's like three or four that are, you know, still for the teacher, and they're either teachers or not a teacher or whatever, but most of the comments are definitely on our side, and I'm getting a lot of five-star reviews and thank yous for creating this page because it's finally a place for people to actually go, and their voice, they know it's going to be heard, and it's not going to be deleted.
Well, I want you to know that we just received news that negotiation session that they had this morning at Abington Heights was not successful. The strike will continue. The union has not communicated to the district when it plans to end the strike. They have negotiations set for Thursday. Today is Monday, so it's kind of disheartening, right, to see that you're going to be out for a while there, Joe.
It is, but at the same time, I'd rather wait for to support the right thing. And I'm glad that the district board isn't just giving in just to end the strike early, and they're supporting what's right.
All right, Joe. The page is Abington Heights Education Taxpayers, shortened as AHET. Thanks for letting us know about this and for speaking your mind today, Joe. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.